sound you hear is what some experts claim to be a Bigfoot scream. It is regarded as the highest quality audio of the creature ever captured.
8:39 p.m. on Sunday, November 21st, 2021, a lone subject intentionally drove his maroon SUV through barricades into a crowd of people that was celebrating the Waukesha Christmas Parade, which resulted in killing 5 individuals and injuring 48 additional individuals. I just received information that 2 of the 48 are children and they're in critical condition. We have information that the suspect prior to the incident was involved in a domestic disturbance, which was just minutes prior, and the suspect left that scene just prior to our arrival to that domestic disturbance. When the suspect was driving through into the crowd, one officer did discharge his firearm and fired shots at the suspect to stop the threat, but due to the amount of people, had to stop did not fire any other additional shots. The officer is on administrative leave as part of department protocol. No one was injured as a result of the officer firing discharging his firearm. The subject was taken into custody a short distance from the scene, and we are confident he acted alone. There's no evidence that this is a terrorist incident.
To look at the facts of what happened. Do you feel the threats?
I do. I see some of the threats. Some of the things people say, it's absolutely sickening.
Are you confident that the government will protect you from these threats? Because that's, of course, the government's job.
I hope so, but we all know how the FBI works. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Crypto Report.
Hey, welcome everybody. Oh, I see that Hate Farmer's saying he's here, but I don't see him in the chat. You gotta raise your hand, fella, so I know, so I see where you are if you're in the chat. There he is. Okay, so this means we have the full Wrecking Crew. We've got Tony Castle. Say hello to the people, Tony Castle.
How's it going, people? How are you guys doing tonight?
Say, Mamma Mia, shut up in your face, Tony Castle. No.
Mamma Mia.
And we've got Hate Farmer.
Hey, everybody.
Say something in sauerkraut, Hate Farmer.
Wie geht's? Was machst du?
Yes. Thank you for whatever that was. It was probably some terrible insult to me that I don't know, but we'll see. I'll have someone translate it later. But I will continue speaking in the master language because I am Anglo Master Race. But we're happy to have our fellow whites from Ireland, Italy, and Germany. The Hate Farmer and Tony are cousins. They're both half Irish, but they're quite different because Hate Farmer is half German and Tony's half Irish. It makes for quite the dynamic, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah, we get a nice sort of ethnic spread.
Covered here. Yeah. Everything that you need and nothing that you don't. I tell you, it's a banner evening here at the bunker. I have a brand new coil in my vape, which is always it's always a big day for me. And I got all nicely showered up and got my beard oiled real nice and everything. I look so good. I'm literally, if any heterosexual women came in my presence, their panties would just fall right off. But and also,
you're all set for radio, is what you're saying.
That's right. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, every time I get cleaned up and I look in the mirror, I think, look pretty good. Got the beard all nice and everything. I'm like, oh, this sucks. I'm stuck in this bunker. It's all going to waste. But I am I'm highly fashionable. I'm wearing mismatched camo. I've got my I'm in my jammies. I've got my mossy oak shirt and my Real Tree pants and my Real Tree Advantage Max Crocs on. So how could anyone be more fashionable? I'm literally invisible. So how's the evening going for you guys?
Oh, it's just fine. Everybody's kind of in the bedtime mode. Yeah. I won't be here for the whole show, but I explained that before. Just
We'll see about that.
I'd check in. Yeah.
You always say that. I mean, and of course you can leave whenever you like. Unfortunately, has to wage slave, so we understand. He got kids to feed and all that. What about you, Tony? How's your day been?
Pretty good. Just working on a project I got coming up. Not internet related, but
yeah.
Just taking care of a little bit of business.
Yeah, TCB, as it said on Elvis's jumpsuit.
That's right.
It did. That's what it said, and that's what it meant. As a matter of fact, we might play a little Elvis for the break, just because that came up. Just because I know it's exactly what the audience wants is a little Elvis Presley. But we of course have a lot of news. Not a lot of news, but a couple of big news stories. We've already talked about the Rittenhouse verdict, but we'll be talking about it more because it ties into the other thing. I guess everybody has just been awash in news of what happened at the Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, especially you, right, Tony?
Yeah. I've been keeping up. Well, I've been busy, but I've been keeping an eye on the news all day and yesterday. over that stuff. It's good. I mean, that's rough to watch. Like, I am kind of glad that mainstream news tends to blur it out, so I only had to watch it a couple times. But
right. The story has been scrubbed, is what you mean, right?
Yeah. They blur out like a big line where the truck actually plows through the people in the crowd.
Yeah,
I'd already seen it by that point, but
if you were watching the channel, you saw it without blurring. I went and grabbed some of that stuff before the media got hold of it, and it is absolutely heartbreaking stuff. It is. The first video that I ran across was the pom-pom girls, and wow, what a lot of pretty girls apparently that they have in Wisconsin, right? Who knew?
And all the little towns, the little suburb towns, they all look exactly like that. That could have been two streets up from there.
They were nice, fit, feminine looking, wholesome looking young girls walking in their little Christmas get-ups with their pom-poms. And I'm sorry. I'm pausing because I keep wanting to say words that I know I can't say here or on Odyssey. And this black supremacist criminal, child molester, rapist, drug dealer, an aspiring rapper with a long record of felony convictions, who had just apparently got into a fight with or resisted cops and had a firearm, being a felon in possession with a firearm, was released on $1,000 bail so that he could get in his maroon Ford Escape and purposely drive through a parade of people. And when I say it was heartbreaking, I mean it was heartbreaking. And seeing him plow through those young girls and knowing that a couple of the victims are little children, some of this stuff I haven't even posted on the channel because it's just too much. And I'm having zero tolerance for any kind of Fed posting over this. And that's not primarily, I mean, protecting my channel is part of it. It's not primarily that. Protecting you people. When I say you people, I mean the listeners, the people who post on the channel and stuff. That's the primary thing. And I'm going to go deeper into that after we get a little bit into this story, because I'm seeing a lot of behavior and a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff that's being encouraged on these big platforms from other content creators that I want to get into. But when things like this happen, a whole lot of Fed posting, a whole lot of we've got to do this and we've got to do that is the last thing that you want to do, and we'll get into that. But the other, you know, there was a description of a woman talking about his precious little face was purple, right? And just on and on and on, stuff like that that I didn't post because I didn't want people getting too overwrought and saying and doing things on the channel that is not good for them to be doing. Not good for them.
Right, yeah.
And
well, both, but yeah, it's our main concern is our viewers' well-being.
The other thing that really, really got me was the dancing grannies. I think as far as the dead go, all of them but one old man were all dancing grannies, and he might have been with them walking along to help, you know, holding somebody's purse or something. I don't know. But it's like an 80-year-old man. There were a couple of women in their 80s and a couple in their 70s. And one or 50, something like that. I think there's five. Last time I looked, there's five dead. Maybe it's up to seven now. I don't know. But to plow through these poor old nice grannies, I mean, I look at that and it just kills me. I think about, you know, That could have been my own grandma back in the day, or that, you know, that could be my mother now. These nice old ladies who go around without a bad thought towards anybody in the world, willing to help everybody, wanting to kiss all the little children, just going around doing nice things. That's the kind of women these are, these dancing grannies, I'm sure.
Well, you don't know how long that they've basically been just looking forward to dancing in the parade, and then, you know,
and then this.
Like, yeah. I mean, really, that video is diversity in a nutshell.
Yeah.
On like, a lot of different levels. I don't mean to be just I know that it can be taken crude, but in a lot of other ways, it is kind of what's happening to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, this happened like this, and I don't care what anybody says. We know why this happened. This guy has posted all over the internet, everywhere he could post, for the longest, and they're scrubbing it all right now.
I couldn't find
about anything. Well, there's stuff on the channel about how bad he hated white people, and just wait till we start hitting these white. Here, let me go. I'll quote the son of a bitch. Let me find it here. I posted it. Okay, here's a, I believe this is a Twitter post from Math Boy Fly. Learned and taught behavior. So when we start back knocking white people the fuck out, I don't want to hear it. The old white people too, knock them to fuck out, period. And he's got a middle finger extended and a cursing mouth emoji, as if he needed a cursing mouth emoji. They have announced, it has now been confirmed, that this bullshit that left-wingers have been saying, as though it would make it any better, that this happened because he was being pursued by the police from another crime. Chief says there was no police pursuit that led to this incident. Okay. And another thing I've noticed, they're sanitizing the hashtags about this. It's no longer the Waukesha Christmas Parade. It's the Waukesha Holiday Parade. But, you know, he made all these extremely violent music videos, and, oh, let me see if I can find it here. One of his convictions was for pimping and raping. And I say rape because this would have been statutory. Underage girl. Yeah, here we go. Let's see if everybody can hear this real quick. Hopefully they can. I didn't download it to my hard drive, and it doesn't come through as loud oftentimes this way, but let's go. Here we go.
Fall out all of a sudden. Now I'm a pedophile. Let me explain that. 10 years ago, 2006, I caught a case with my oldest daughter's mama. Yes, my baby mama. She's from Oakland. I was busting moves in Nevada. I meet the bitch. She says she want to get down, so I'm pimping on the bitch. I take her to Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I get cracked. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know the bitch was 16 at the time. She gave a statement to the police and told them, yeah, she was hoeing, that I was pimping, and that she was 16, and that I didn't know that. Okay?
Real upstanding citizen there. Why didn't they? Yeah. Why wasn't the Mann Act invoked on him? Why is he out now? He transported, you know, the Mann Act gets invoked just when you transport a female across state lines for the purposes of prostitution. It was one of the things, one of the laws that they passed to try to stop organized crime, right? And he transported a minor across the state lines for the purposes of prostitution. And this fucker is out.
Yeah, it's difficult for me to not talk about that. Maybe being on the internet for so long has sort of diminished my humanity a little bit. But yeah. I just, you know, there's element of dark humor here. I mean, they were talking about Kyle Rittenhouse, supposedly. We know it's not true, but this is what they're still running with, you know, transporting a weapon across state lines. Yeah. And, you know, how much more important human lives are than property, which is why you shouldn't use force to resist people burning down homes and communities and businesses. And that's, you know, there's the event itself, which is outrageous and should make every decent person livid. But what really you know, that in my mind, that's compartmentalized. It's a separate issue. But what really makes me livid is the way people are running interference and doing damage control for this absolute unmitigated piece of human waste. They bend over backwards, creating stories about Kyle Rittenhouse and ascribing to him motives that he never possessed and things like that, you know, all these terrible things. And so here's a kid who is innocent, was found innocent, had pure motives, was trying to help the community, and they try to turn him into a monster in the media. And here we are, a mirror image. You have someone who is just inhumanly bad, and they're doing everything they can, or they will, to the extent they talk about it, to diminish his crimes, to try to walk back some of the things he's said and make excuses for him. And it's just... It's just like the, I can't articulate it. It's just the exact opposite. You know, this person drove into a crowd of innocent people. They're going to, I have seen, in fact, some of the clips that you posted from Twitter, them making jokes about them, that the driving, or this guy was acting in self-defense and, yeah. You know, it was a protest against, diversity and stuff like that. And so, it's just that kind of stuff, different, separate from the crime itself, that really pisses me off because it shows how consciously evil the media and the apologists for people like this really are. They're willfully, consciously evil.
Well, yeah. That's been my position on these fucking demons for a long time. And they don't...
go ahead. Children, you know, young girls and old ladies and just getting mowed down in the street and think to yourself, oh, wow, what a perfect time to make a snide comment about Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, let me be very clear about this. Let me talk about who's really fucking evil. This isn't taking anything away from the evil of this. This black individual, okay? This is exactly what the elites wanted. This is what they want all the fucking time. They have spent well over a year doing everything they could to make sure that this happened. They have been trying to stir up the blacks, stir up the leftists. They constantly refer to us with the othering language of genocide. They are undermining our history. They're saying that we're all evil racists. And of course, we know in the current paradigm, a racist doesn't deserve to live. He doesn't deserve any legal rights. He doesn't deserve anything. And they have pumped and pumped and pumped and pumped these people to try to get another wave of insurrectionist mob violence, looting, burning, killing going. And they've apparently gotten it started. And the ways that they've done it are so obvious. They have literally purposely convinced black people that Kyle Rittenhouse was chasing around blacks to shoot them, that he went to Kenosha so that he could chase, that he was a member of the Proud Boys and a militia. And that the Proud Boys and his militia were virulent white supremacist organizations, and that he armed himself with a machine gun, as they keep saying, and went to Kenosha and chased down and killed innocent black people who were only there trying to stand up for the rights of the innocent and so forth, right? Peaceful protesters trying to stand up for the rights of the innocent after that town burned for 3 fucking days. And after old people trying to put out the fires they were starting on their businesses got beaten half to death in broad daylight on camera.
Yep. I remember that.
And even after the trial was over, CNN prints stories that in the lead says Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot 3 black people, killing 2.
Yeah.
And they this is not a mistake they're making. They have been following this shit for a year. They know exactly what the details of the case are. They don't care. They know that not all, but most blacks are dumb enough and uninformed enough and violent enough that they can tell them that he was chasing down black people and the blacks, and that the court system is white supremacist, and that the judge was a racist, and that the whole thing comes down to it being a white supremacist system that worked exactly as functioned, and that now all these white people are just going to be going out into the streets with their machine guns and shooting blacks, and that they're not going to be held accountable for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who has been behind this? Well, the media has been behind this. Your social media influencers have been behind this. Big tech has been behind this. The federal government has been behind this. The deep state law enforcement and spying agencies have been behind this. And when I say this, I don't just mean the things that they're doing about Kyle. I mean all this othering of whites and saying that the greatest threat to the peace and stability of the United States is angry white males. Putting white males on terror watch lists when this is our fucking country. Who built this country? White males built this country. Who fought all the wars for this country? White males did it. Who died taming the wild frontier and fighting off the savage, merciless Indians, as it says in the Declaration of Independence? White men did it. But this isn't our country. And they throw that in our faces. And they say, you know, this is how it goes. Anybody who supports this verdict, this is just angry white men who think that they won't quote their country, unquote, back. They put their country in quotations as though it's not our country. They steal our fucking country right in front of us, and they don't understand why we would not like it. And if we say anything about it, suddenly we're terrorists. I'm going to catch a breath. You guys say something.
Yeah, and anything short of being a willing participant in your own dispossession is like the worst thing you can be. And I guess what we've seen from the trial is that being a patriotic, civic-minded young white man is worse than being a literal pedophile.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's weird, like. I don't think the guy was probably a pedophile. I think he was just, you know.
Who, Rosenbaum?
No. Oh, Rosenbaum, yes. I thought we were talking about the Waukesha driver.
Well, we're kind of on the root causes of it, and the root cause of it is all this crap that led up to it, you know, the year of propaganda and all that surrounding the trial.
Yeah, it was pretty Yeah, it's hard. It's of course they're gonna bring that up. I'm surprised that happened, or it hasn't happened up until now. But I guess, or that it's only happened once. I thought for sure after the verdict came back non guilty that that sort of thing would have been happening all over.
Well, it ain't over yet, Tony.
Oh yeah, I know. I don't want to say that, but. The way they've got them so worked up, I'm surprised we've not had this stuff happen so far, but it's an explosion about to happen.
Yeah.
It seems like this did happen. All these things sort of blend together in my memory, but I seem to recall this happening at least once where there was like some sort of trial or some event or something that got spun up, and then like, you know, blacks just go crazy and start doing crazy shit, and it's like
there was the Rodney King thing. That was like that's exactly what that was over. You know, Rodney King high on PCP and drank about a gallon of gin and juice, and he's driving 100 miles an hour up a residential street, and the cops chase him. He almost kills a bunch of people. And when he finally, I can't remember if he wrecked out or if they somehow got him stopped. When he gets out of the car, he refuses to get on the ground. He starts fighting the cops. And so the cops try to restrain him. And of course, he's this giant silverback on PCP, so they can't. And so they have to pull their billy clubs and they're whacking him like they did, you know, whacking him on the legs, whacking him on the shoulders as they were trained to do. And some good citizen with an old VHS camcorder films it. And they charge the cop with a bunch of felonies. And everybody was prepared for it, but it just went on and on. And, you know, this was before the rise of everybody being on the internet. This was like 1991 or 92. I was working as a security guard at the time, and everybody was listening to everybody who was in a red area was listening to Rush Limbaugh every day and just hearing the coverage of this and all the callers calling in, speculating about what's going to happen. And, you know, this civil rights leader's making threats and that civil rights leader's making threats. And then Friday morning before the verdict comes out, Daryl Gates announces to the media that he's told Los Angeles County law enforcement to stand down. And the verdict comes out and they're all found innocent, and LA went up in flames, and they eventually had to call in the National Guard, who put a stop to it. I think I've got a sound clip about that. Hold on here.
And I think there was also, and it seems like forever ago, but it was 2016, Micah Johnson killed those five cops during one of the original BLM uprisings.
Yeah, that was.
Okay, here's the sound clip. This is Pat Buchanan at the 1992 Republican National Convention. Let's check this out real quick. Or actually,
friends, and he's one.
It's a video, so let me see if I can just share the screen. How about that? Look, we're going to get all fancy here. Okay, here we go. Can you guys see that? Is it on the screen?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Wonderful. In these wonderful 25 weeks of our campaign, the saddest days were the days of that riot in L.A. Worst riot in American history. But out of that awful tragedy can come a message of hope. Hours after that riot ended, I went down to the Army compound in South Los Angeles, where I met the troopers of the 18th Cavalry who had come to save the city of Los Angeles. An officer of the 18th Cav said, "Mr. Buchanan, I want you to talk to a couple of our troopers." And I went over and I met these young fellas. They couldn't have been 20 years old. And they recounted their story. They had come in to Los Angeles late in the evening of the second day, and the rioting was still going on. And two of them walked up a dark street where the mob had burned and looted every single building on the block but one, a convalescent home for the aged. And the mob was headed in to ransack and loot the apartments of the terrified old men and women inside. The troopers came up the street, M16s at the ready, and the mob threatened and cursed, but the mob retreated because it had met the one thing that could stop it: force rooted in justice and backed by moral courage. You know, greater love than this hath no man than that he lay down his life for his friend. Here were 19-year-old boys ready to lay down their lives to stop a mob from molesting old people they did not even know. And as those boys took back the streets of Los Angeles block by block, my friends, we must take back our cities and take back our culture and take back our country. God bless you and God bless America.
Yeah.
Friends, and he's wonderful.
Whoops.
And he's
okay. Now, the fact that Pat Buchanan didn't get elected is a goddamn travesty.
Right. I've always been a big fan of him.
But think about the context here. This is right before Bill Clinton got elected. The punditry. Well, before I get to the punditry, the mainstream media constantly castigated Pat Buchanan as a fascist and a literal Nazi. Believe it or not, this was going on as far back as then, because Pat Buchanan was such a threat. Pat Buchanan was white America standing up and roaring.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I believe Trump did too.
Well, yeah, at that time. But the soldiers that he's talking about were members of a very different military, because among the first things that Bill Clinton did was allowed homosexuals into the military. These soldiers had joined the military that guys my age joined, and I had a lot of friends who were in it that told me all about it. Homosexuality and abnormal nonsense was not allowed in the military. And all of this, oh, let's all be free thinkers and be communists and bullshit, was not allowed. They were taught, they had it beaten into their brains that communism was the enemy, that we were at war with communism. And that should they go to actual literal hot war, that's who it would be with, was with communists, right? And now we have a military that is full of gays and communists, and it's run by gay communists, let's be frank. You have transgender enlisted and officers, and they're getting their hormone treatment. And their reassignment surgeries paid for. This was a very different country that Pat Buchanan was speaking to, but the media industrial complex and the punditry was strong enough that a guy like Pat Buchanan, and at the same time a guy like Ross Perot, who wouldn't have put up with this nonsense either. They came after Ross Perot with the same shit, fascist, all this stuff.
And the left even like dabbled with this a little bit. Wasn't it the Democratic Party that popularized the phrase super predator?
Well, it was Hillary that said that when they were passing a bill because of all the violence that was going on. But when you looked at the actual bills, what they did was, it was a big Clinton initiative where, rather than giving them tools like, you know, laws and things that they needed to actually put a stop to there was just horrible violence on the streets. And yes, it was by and large, it was these black gangs like Bloods and Crips and so forth through the crack trade. But there was even worse stuff. They were calling them Hondurans, at least around Dallas. That's what they kept being referred to, but they weren't actual Hondurans. They were from somewhere in the Caribbean. I can't remember where. They were blacks, and they were vicious and violent in a way that if somebody made a movie about it, you wouldn't believe it. They were just finding heads everywhere, right?
Predator because of,
yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And, but they were finding heads, and they would arrest these people left and right, and they didn't care, you know, and the police had a hell of a time with them. And, you know, there wasn't any restriction put on any of this immigration. There was never any actual war on drugs. They passed a bunch of laws to where they gave money to local police forces to hire a bunch more fat cops. And they immediately started arresting old white men for DWI at a rapid clip.
Do you remember, I guess it was the crime bill, like one of the crime bills, like 94 or something like that. Joe Biden is standing there up there in front of the house, and he's talking about how he doesn't want to hear anything about how poverty or poor parenting or lack of opportunity produces this crime. They're just like scumbags. They're like animals. We need to treat them like animals. What do you do with wild animals? Is you round them up and lock them away. You know, so that was like the coin of the realm at the time. Right. You know, of course, like you said, they take these laws and, you know, it's a response to the public reaction to the out of control crime problem. But then what do they do with it? They turn around and apply it. Just like, you know, all the terrorism laws that we have now. You know, we're not rounding up terrorists like this guy who plowed through a crowd of Christmas revelers. You know, now we're looking for the number one terrorist threat in the country. It's white supremacy.
Yeah, it's funny that Joe Biden has said a lot of the things because it would have been political suicide not to, that nowadays, you know, you would just get absolutely censored from everything. There's no way in hell you would ever be a sitting president saying some of the shit he said. And they'll say whatever they need to, but they're always pushing the shit in one single direction. And, you know, again, Joe Biden just, I don't know. It's weird how fast everything has changed. Even in the last few years up here, just everything has changed so fucking much that it's kind of making my head spin.
Yeah. Well, imagine if you were my age. You know, the country that I grew up in is so different than the country that we inhabit now that, you know, and I guess it just, I'm going to turn 55 this next month. And, that's not that old, you know. It's not the age that you're supposed to be at where you're going like, well, you know, in my day, yeah, I'm not supposed to be there, but things have changed so rapidly. And the crazy thing is they've changed so rapidly even from a few years ago. I mean, in 2012, did you imagine that the country would be in the shape that it's in now? I mean, you know, I imagined that it would. You know, but I didn't imagine the details and the way things would be going off. I knew things were going to continue to get worse as long as nobody was willing to address the core causes and problems that we faced. But my God, the things that we see every day that most people have just become inured to, that In 2014 or 2015, did you think that all this child trainingism was going to be so completely not only normalized, but I lionized?
I did not see that one coming. No, some of it I did. Some of it I did not. The tranny kid stuff is something that took me by surprise real fast.
Yeah, it's funny too, is because all the most salient things that are awful about this country now, are, you know, when they were first introduced, we were told that that's precisely not what's going to happen. You know, we're not going to become overwhelmed with the illegals and it's going to change the nature of your neighborhoods. We're totally not going to have pedophilia and transgenderism normalized in the schools with homosexual marriage. We're totally
desegregation,
not going
to have your kids aren't going to be getting beat up at school because of desegregation. Your neighborhood's not going to completely go to shit. You're not going to have to constantly be moving every 5 or 10 years so your kids have to have safe schools to go to.
Right. Outsourcing jobs just means that we won't have hard labor, you know, hard, difficult jobs. We'll transition to a different kind of economy.
It's a service economy. A service economy.
Yeah.
What they didn't tell you was what they didn't tell you was service economy meant that it wasn't going to be teenagers making the hash browns at Wendy's in the morning anymore. It was going to be middle-aged mothers trying to make ends meet while their husbands were out doing day labor for manpower, and that soon that would be gone because it would be all taken by illegals.
It, you know, now that we're talking about this, I think I'm skeptical when they tell me I'm going to be living in a pod, eating bugs, owning nothing, and I'll be happy. It's almost like they're trying to trick me.
Would they do that? What part of that are you skeptical of, Hey Farmer? Do you think the pod and the bugs is too lofty a dream?
No, the pod and the bugs is what they're going to give them fancy vexed people. All the rest of us are going to be eating the bugs out in the woods.
Yeah.
That's literally something that I have to start. I mean, at least planning for as a possible eventuality is like, I might have to just drag a sled off into the woods and go, you know, try to live like some wild man for at least a little while. But, you know, it's not something I plan on happening for sure, but it's like, hey, like I didn't see this coming. So fuck.
Yeah, Randy Weaver didn't see it coming either, but well, maybe his wife did.
I better invest.
In no, some... she never saw it coming. That was a supersonic bullet, and she didn't see it coming.
Okay. Yeah, I saw what she did. Damn,
she didn't hear it coming for sure.
No,
and that this is not a funny joke I'm making. This is I don't know why I'm. You know.
It's so hard
not to be inappropriate when you start piling all these things one on top of the other. One of the things that's really disturbed me about this Waukesha event is all the Sam Hyde memes. And the Sam Hyde memes have been funny forever. Every time something bad happens, you post a picture of Sam Hyde doing it or whatever. God damn, I don't think it's appropriate with this. I don't think it's one bit appropriate.
This is the one time it is not. And I actually used that like within the last week, not for this thing, but.
Yeah, I love Sam Hyde, and I love the "how does he keep getting away with it" memes and all that. But it is not right. It is not right. There is so nothing fucking funny about any of this. And
I have to say, I've developed like just such a cynical gallows humor that sometimes I find myself laughing at jokes in my head that it's like, oh man, like the good person that I used to be, like, didn't think like that, but as kind of like a coping mechanism, I have developed kind of like a ultra dark sense of humor. And
well, you know, yeah, I mean, you're telling this to me. I mean, but you know, there comes a time where this was funny at all though. Yeah, there comes a time where the trolling and the bullshit has to stop and people have to be honest and earnest. And this is that time. I mean, think about this. You look at that town. You know, Tony and I talked about what size the town probably is. And you look at that town, it is so nice and clean. And that little downtown area they were walking through is so rustic and Norman Rockwell. I mean, how much more Norman Rockwell could you get than the parts of downtown Waukesha that you saw on that video, right? And how much more Norman Rockwell, you know, nice, happy America, cozy, wholesome could you get than what that parade was before the assault vehicle came driving through?
What had happened is, for some reason or another, Wisconsin up here and maybe a couple other little states in the area or whatever had been shielded from a lot of this diversity for a lot longer than, you know, most of the rest of the United States. And they have ramped it up so much lately that it's like the demographics have changed so much in the last like 15 years.
Yeah,
that people still haven't like wrapped their minds around it. You know,
haven't really in Waukesha. Now that I'm just talking about within the city limits of Waukesha. I saw the demographic breakdown of it. It's 88-something% white. It's less than 4% black. It's 3-something% Asian, and 2-something% mixed race. Mm-hmm. But they're going to change that. They're working on changing that.
I bet you all know. All that stuff was in the last, you know, 10, 15 years. It was probably
no. This is 2020 census. And it looked that way looking at downtown and looking at the parade, right? The only diversity you saw in that parade was driving through it. But the I'm not saying that that's how Wisconsin is. I'm saying that's the best information I've got on what Waukesha is, right? And I know it's not that far from Minneapolis and all that. Not Minneapolis, Milwaukee, I meant. From what I read, it's pretty close to Milwaukee and all the other, and there's a bunch of other little towns around it that may well be not so not so good.
It's not that far from Kenosha either. That's what's right. Also weird about it.
Yeah.
Either of you guys know, there used to, I can't remember, I was trying to think about it earlier. It was some podcast or internet radio program that I listened to, and they used to have an advertisement like, life's here, life is nice in Waukesha. And they were talking about how there was like a local ordinance that you had to own a gun or pay like a small like county fee or something like that. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No,
I hadn't heard that, but
it was Waukesha. Originally, when that stuff went down in Kenosha, I thought that was Kenosha, but it was some had a name like that, Waukesha, Kenosha.
Yeah,
I guess eventually being what they are, we'll get to that town.
There are some towns here and there that have done that. I remember what a controversy it was when some town in, I believe, northern Georgia did that. They passed a law that you either had to own a firearm, have a firearm in your house, or you had to pay a fee to the local police or the local government, whatever. And the media just went ape about it. But I mean, that should be a law anywhere. I mean, if we go by the original Constitution, you know, the term militia as applied in the Second Amendment is well defined. In other places, the militia was, I believe it was healthy males, all of them, between the ages of 16 and 60, something like that. And they were required to have whatever the standard military firearm and X amount of rounds and, you know, the other stuff that goes with it back then, because it would have been muskets or rifles. Yeah. And so they'd had to have gunpowder and all that crap to go with it. But that was the militia, and you were required as a healthy American white male who was a member of the militia when he turned 16, whether he wanted to be or not, to have that at the ready and to be proficient in the use of it. And so, you know, before we let the country get so paused you know, if somebody had put me in charge of this thing while you could still save the Republic by passing a few laws, that would have been one of the ones that I'd have passed, right? That, okay, we're going to cut back on a bunch of this military spending. I want to remind everyone that the following are members of the militia, and this is what you're required to have. And, you know, all this boot camp that we're not going to have quite so much use for anymore. We're going to put, when you turn 16 over the summer, we're going to take all you young males and we're going to run you through, not the abusive, necessarily abusive, not run it down, not the abusive hardcore boot camp that somebody joined the Marines gets or whatever, but we're going to run you through, get you proficient on a rifle and a sidearm and teach you some basic squad tactics so that if your militia gets called out for whatever reason, you're able to function in it. Right. And
like a National Guard type thing.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. But you wouldn't want to put it under control of the president, except in times of like national war. You'd want it under the control of the local authorities. Kind of on a Swiss model type thing, the way they used to do it. But and if you don't want to be part of the militia, then we label you a pinko and we take away all your rights. Well, you can't vote, you can't serve on a jury, you can't do all kinds of stuff.
If the military defense of the country is really like the main purpose of our military, I think, you know, sending somebody out around the woods that they grew up in, you know, hunting or fishing or hiking or anything like that, mixed with maybe a little bit of like casual military training, and you'd have them again. I know it's like 2021, it's the future, so everything is are all these high-tech supersonic missiles and lasers shooting them down or whatever, but as far as the military itself goes, there's nothing that would be more useful than that. Like you said, local militia type people that, you know.
Yeah, and we're not talking about militia like these fucking groups that call themselves militias. We're talking about a real constitutional militia that's approved and regulated by
the authorities. What we're talking about, you cannot do in this reality, because in this reality, the only way that any of that would actually ever work is if you didn't have some federal agency infiltrating it and trying to get these people to do things. You know,
the only thing in a scenario like I'm talking about, the only thing that federal agencies and federal departments would be doing would be helping, right?
Right.
But to your other point, I used to, in real life. in the 90s when they went after all the militias in the wake of Ruby Ridge and Waco, I remember seeing all the coverage of it where, you know, it was like all these fat guys out in somebody's pasture laying on the ground shooting their various assorted M14s. Well, not M14s, but, you know, the civilian version. They're single shot 308, whatever the fuck they are when they're not automatic. The M14's automatic. And their ARs and their AKs and all like that. And I would look at those guys and I would think to myself, you know, I mean, not running them down or anything, but if I'm here where I live and I know these woods so well, and I've got grandpa's old 30-30 that I've shot like thousands of times, I think I'm more dangerous in the woods than they are.
In your local area, yeah. And I think
that's in the woods, period. Most of these guys were coming from the city to be part of this thing.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Then, yeah.
Well, I mean, and when you say my woods locally, yeah, I've got a huge advantage in my woods locally, but because, you know, I may happen to know, I know my way around with my eyes closed. I know the specific landmarks and place to run and everything, but a guy like me, and this goes the same for anybody damn near all the way to Florida in the Southern United States, if they've spent a lot of time in the woods, that's all one giant forest. People don't know that, you know, from East Texas all the way to Florida, that's one giant forest called the Great Eastern Forest. And you're pretty well, if you know one part of it, you're pretty well capable in any part of it.
Yeah.
And this, you know, the same thing goes, the same thing goes
for a few roads, but you could probably get through there all just going through national forests and public land. And
well, you certainly could at one time. I mean, you know, people like Daniel Boone and all, the thing that made them famous was that, you know, they would do these wagon trains through there to go settle in some new place, and they literally had to make roads by cutting down trees every 10 feet. You know, they'd have to cut down 4 or 5 trees to make a road to get their wagons through. Of course, I mean, the land has been really, really cleared for farmland and so forth. But it's the same thing goes for people who live in other areas. If you live up in the Midwest, you know, if you're in Iowa or Wisconsin or Minnesota or whatever like that, and you're an outdoorsman and you're good with whatever kind of hunting rifle you've got or whatever, I mean, just think of the asset that you would be to a local militia that, you know, if some kind of tri-state area thing happened, you'd be able to pretty much function everywhere. You know those lakes, you know all that territory, you know how to function in them, you know, even if it's a place that you didn't grow up in that you've never necessarily been to before. Or if you live anywhere from West Texas to Southern California, you know that fucking desert, you know?
Yeah. It would bring us back to what used to make other countries afraid of the United States, was we had an armed to the teeth civilian population, and it wasn't worth messing with them.
Right.
It just leave them alone. They got a gun behind every blade of grass, all those old tropes, but they were true. And that's what other countries used to say about us, was it's not even worth messing with them.
Yeah. Yeah. We were once definitely a 100% non-subduable country. And the thing that has changed is that the men are weak. Mm-hmm. You know, if we had a big enough invasion here, we are definitely subduable now. People would just be giving up left and right. And how many men, I mean, what would you consider the percentage of white men who don't even know how to use a gun is? I mean, they may even own them and have them in the house. How proficient are they with them? How many times have they ever left the house with them? How much hunting have they done? How much target practice have they done?
It's rough for me because I'm around probably the wrong type of demographic to get like a good bearing in general, but I would say less than 50 or more than 50 haven't or would be unproficient.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. And way more than that. Way more than that would give up when stuff got rough. I mean, let's be frank. People are saying, I don't want the jab. I'm afraid the jab will kill me. I'm afraid that blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to lose my job if I don't take it. And they go take the damn thing.
Right, right, right.
So what are they going to do? What are they going to do when the SWAT team is banging at their door or the invading army is parachuting all around them? They're going to throw their fucking hands up, those people. They don't have they have no moral conviction.
They're not going to be one of the Wolverines.
No. No. Well, I want to get into this other thing about all the Fed posting and everything. I have noticed, and people have pointed out to me that a lot of Telegram channels have been taken down over it, but I went and looked and it wasn't any of the ones that I figured wouldn't be taken down. But in the wake of this thing, there are content creators and influencers from other circles and spheres who are allegedly on our end of things or whatever, who not only are encouraging all this Fed posting and extremely violent rhetoric and all that to be done on their channels, they're doing it themselves. These people are either complete retards or they don't have your best interests at heart. And I'm not going to name them. I'm not trying to get into some kind of a shit flinging fight with any of these people. Frankly, I don't care as far as, you know, what do they think of me or what their response to what I'm saying here is. I don't give a fuck. All right. I'm telling you people out there what I'm about to tell you for your own good. You think about all the people who are dissidents in one way or another who have gotten in trouble in the last 3, 4, 5 years. The ultimate being like, not ultimate, but the most recent being like the January 6 people. What's the thing that they all have in common? Let me tell you what that thing is. That thing is they're in chats. And in these chats, all this Fed posting goes on. And all this Fed posting goes on and there's fucking Feds watching these chats. Don't you think they're not? Don't you think you can go to any dissident chat that's got more than just a few people in it? Even if it's just got a few people in it, probably does have Feds or compromised individuals who are working for the Feds in them.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there. They're sitting there and they're encouraging you to say these things. And when you say these things, they're screen capping these things. And then when some fucking event, whether it spontaneously happens or it's something like January 6th that these fuckers caused to happen, those chats are going to be the evidence that they come at you with. And in some cases, you won't even have had anything to do with the event. You could have been thousands of miles from the event, but because you were in there upset and angry and posting about, we've got to rise up, we've got to arm up, we've got to blah, 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 you're going to be charged with the conspiracy and the planning and the terrorism and all like that. Now, you think about that. You think about that when these people, so many of whom somehow still have access to all platforms, but they're on here too. And they're breaking every term of service with their own posts. They're posting N-words and they're talking about violence and all kinds of other shit. And they're allowing their chat to just go completely ape shit with all this stuff. You think about that. And yeah, I know the response that people who is going to criticize somebody like me for saying something like, oh, what kind of CivNet cuckery is this? You must be the one. You must be the controlled opposition. You're telling people to just sit back and take it. Bullshit. I'm not telling you to sit back and take anything. I'm telling you to shut your fucking mouth. And I'm telling you not to do anything that's going to get you swooped up and taken away. If anybody is claiming to have a solution to any of this shit, other than what we talk about right now, they are lying to you. If they're claiming to have solutions other than get your kids out of the fucking public schools, get out of the cities, become a part of your local community, start making connections, start improving yourself, start preparing for the breakdown of society. And I repeat, become part of your community, start making connections. Anybody who's telling you anything further than this is a full of shit, dipshit asshole who has always, always posted about pie in the sky bullshit, everything from complete extermination of all non-whites on the planet to civil war to terrorist. What's the William Pierce book?
Turner Diaries.
Turner Diaries shit to we're gonna balkanize and we're gonna secede, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. And I'm all for secession if it can be done right. But sure. This balkanizing idea is complete bullshit. Oh, we're all gonna just get together and we're gonna split the country up into three or four pieces and everybody's gonna relocate. No. Or we're going to accelerate things. How much fucking acceleration do you think they need? The shit is accelerating really, really fast. And accelerationism, the acceleration didn't work too well in fucking South Africa. Now, did it?
Our enemies are just as willing to accelerate as we are. So,
yeah. They're accelerating so much faster than we ever can.
It's like the black and white footage of the fighter pilot with like all the meat in his face being pulled back to his ears.
You know? Yeah. Well,
I will be right back.
Okay. When it comes to acceleration, these people on the right who talk about acceleration, they're trying to turn the hand crank and get their fucking Model T started while the elites have their fucking top fuel dragster just blazing up and down the fucking track. So don't talk to me about fucking acceleration.
No, yeah.
And it is, if you are an influencer, and, I'm not the type of person who refers to myself by terms like an influencer or leader or whatever. People are always telling me that I am, even though I'm so deplatformed right now that I'm lucky to get 600 or 700 views on an Odyssey video. But we're hoping to change that soon.
Yeah, maybe.
But I feel that you have it. I feel that you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility not to be a fucking white version of Al Sharpton or the New Black Panthers or whatever, where you don't give a fuck about your people. You're throwing them red meat because the madder you get them, the more fucking donos they give you, the more they listen to you or whatever. Just stir them up. Get them in trouble. You don't give a fuck. And that's exactly what's going on with these people.
Yeah.
And I have respect for the members of this audience. I have respect and love for TKR fam, and I will not lead you down that path. And I think you're smart enough that if you don't know who I'm talking about, that if you'll think about it and you'll keep this in the forefront of your mind, when you see it, you'll know it. When you see it, you'll know it. And go ahead, Tony.
Oh, I was just going to, what I was saying earlier was, I would advise, staying away from any of these private chats and stuff. Like, you know, I realize everybody's got their little friend group, you know, and that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these group chats and these private, like, behind the scenes sort of stuff. If you were clever enough to find your way into that, you know, some federal agent was too. And if you're saying something that has to be a secret, it can't just be in some public forum or whatever, you probably shouldn't be saying it at all.
Yeah. That's not, there's nothing private going on here with TKR. And that's why I always warn everybody before I even start the show, I've started putting it in the announcement for the live Telegram chats. If you call in, do not dox yourself, because none of this is private. And I've made certain that none of it's private. If there's one lesson that I've learned, it is that large private chats are the worst thing that there is. They are the worst thing that there is for you to be getting in. You don't know who these people are, and you don't know who they're letting in, and you don't know who's watching it. And everybody, but as my encryption. Yeah, sure. Encryption. Encryption only works when you don't let glowdingers in. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like the vampires, you know. You have to invite them in before they can cross the threshold of your house. That's all that encryption does. Encryption keeps the vampire out until you invite him in. Anyway, it's also tiresome, isn't it, Tony?
Well, yeah. Every time I feel like I'm getting tired of it, something happens to kind of get me fired up again. But, you know, at this point, it's got its ups and downs. But right now, I think everybody should just be in the keep your head low and don't be the next one to get cut low. Try to hold on to a job and try not to take the vaccine and just wait for something to happen.
Yeah, well, that's the important thing. The important thing to remember here is if the way forward is not clear, if you don't know what to do, do nothing.
Yeah.
Now think about this. Now we've told you what you need to do. The way forward to a certain extent is clear. You need to get out of the cities. If possible, you need to get your kids out of the schools. You need to not take the vax. You need to be improving yourself. You need to be getting fit. You need to be, if you're able and legal to own firearms, you need to be getting a few, you know, doing your research and getting a few firearms that are appropriate to your lifestyle and your needs are, and ammunition for them. You need to be getting some good training with them. You need to be learning how to do basic things. I know I'm a broken record saying this, but you need to learn how to do some basic things, like do your own maintenance on your vehicle, do your own maintenance on your house. If you live in a place where it's a cool thing to do, you might want to consider taking up a little bit of hobby agriculture at the very least. Grow yourself a victory garden type garden, you know, some nice produce, get you some chickens if you can, get you a milk cow, whatever, right? If it's appropriate to where you are, whatever part of it is appropriate to where you are.
Right.
And you need to be making those community connections and stuff. But beyond that, anybody who tells you that they know the way forward is lying. If they're talking about anything other than political stuff, you know, right. There's no forming just militias or any kind of shit like that is appropriate to anything. at this time. No way. No fucking way.
That it's such a horrible idea. Even the words fascist militia just make my hairs stand on end. It's like, that's honestly the worst possible thing that you could get involved in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that pass as more benign and harmless that are still, you know, definitely stuff you want to stay away from, but yeah. Any sort of militia, anything to do with firearms that has to do with people that you know on the internet, absolutely not. If you know, if you want to go shoot guns, go, you know, get your brother or, you know, your dad or something like that. Go to a range with somebody you know.
Go if you're not really, really good with really, really, really competent with your firearms, I cannot encourage you enough to save up a little bit of money and go. If there's not a local one that has really, really good training, there's a larger city somewhere close to you that's got, you know, these big plush ranges that are like the gun range version of golfing country clubs, where they have these guys who, you know, are like the people that you'll see on the sporting channels and stuff about guns, who will come around and like, okay, we're having a handgun course. It's Friday and Saturday night for 3 weeks, and it costs $400. And we're having a semi-auto class, an AR-15 class, a shotgun class, whatever. Go take that shit and take whatever course before you even do that. If concealed carry is allowed in your state and you have to get licensed for it, go and take whatever course you got to take and get licensed for that shit. You know. And know what you're doing. Don't just run out and buy a fucking gun. This is a terrible thing that people do. They get scared. They run out and buy a fucking gun and they buy some ammunition for it and they bring it home and they put it in a drawer and they're like, okay, I'm safe. No, you're not.
Yeah. you should do some hunting, some fishing, you know, get outdoors, go do something with it.
Meaningful.
Yeah. Even just going and shooting at a range is nice, you know, in the beginning, but you definitely want to go take it and get some actual use out of it. And really, I like, it's not good for us to be saying this, you know, considering what we're doing here, but you should be off the internet more. Everybody should be doing that. Get off the internet.
Hold on, Tony. Does Tucker Carlson tell people to stop watching Fox News? I think not.
No, but he should.
I've got to counter signal Tony here. You should get off the internet, except you should be on my Telegram all day in my live chats and watching my Odyssey. Speaking of which, you know, we've gone this whole first half, Tony, and I haven't even chilled. I feel I must. If you haven't set up an Odyssey account and followed the Odyssey channel, you must do that immediately or I will hate you forever. set up an Odyssey account and follow the Odyssey channel, not only for the replays, but from time to time I upload a classic show, and it has the community section where I can make announcements of upcoming things. And you never know when we're going to start doing actual live streams, full feature live streams, formatted shows like the old DLive shows on the Odyssey channel. And you also want to follow Hate Farmer channel. But here's the real thing. And you don't even have to wait. You can go do this right now if you want. There's cash tipping on Odyssey. You can go to my channel. Uncle Ted's just showing you how to do it. And you can do it anonymously. You can go to Walmart, Rite Aid, CVS, Walgreens, Dollar General, and buy the vanilla gift card. And you can donate that way. It's an awesome, awesome thing. We don't know how long it'll last, so take advantage of it now while you can. Well, guys, I think, since I know like Hate Farmer's got limited time and everything, I think that we should go ahead and take a short break. And when we come back, we will start taking calls and listening to not listening to, reading Spurred Chats. Remember, if you want to do a Spurred Chat, Spurred Chat is when you don't want to call in for whatever reason, but you want to ask a question or make a comment for us to respond to. You can tag myself, tag Hate Farmer, tag Tony. Uncle Ted will show you how to do that. And Uncle Ted will move that over to another chat where we can go to them and address them in a timely manner. Now, I'm going to throw this out there. I don't think that we should have any problem getting calls and getting chats tonight because a whole lot is going on. The Rittenhouse thing, the Waukesha thing, everything that I just talked to you about all these other, whatever they are, allowing all this crap to go on and encouraging all this crap in their chats and on their platforms. So I'm going to be real disappointed in you if we have to beg for calls and we don't get chats and stuff like that. So you're going to have a few minutes to think about this. And let's see. Let me pick something out here.
Well, this is probably a good time for me to exit stage left.
You're not going to stay for the people to talk to you, Hate Farmer.
It seems like now would just be a good time.
Okay, well, I appreciate you showing up while you did. I heard the fam in the background. I don't know if you were around to hear it, but I said at the beginning of the show that if this continues to go on, I'm going to have to call you job and tell them you're a white supremacist. And if after getting you fired doesn't motivate you to stream more, then I will have to try to do things to undermine your family situation, because that's what a content creator who really cares does. He ruins the lives of his co-hosts if that's what it takes.
Right, and someone who's dedicated to this, you just got to ruin your home life. Yeah, fuck all that noise. All that's extraneous.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that I know I've said this before, but I really mean it. It always makes me happy to hear sounds of happy family and kids and even nagging wife sometimes in the background when you call in, because I know that it's a situation that is good for you. And congratulations to you for having it. I'm happy for you. And we'll see you on the next one.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Hate Farmer. Night. All right. All right, Tony. We are going to break now. That one's too damn long. I don't want to have an 8-minute break. That would be too long, wouldn't it, Tony? An eight-minute break. Oh, no?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, then. Well, then we'll make everybody listen to some Hawkwind. This is off their ultimate album, Warrior on the Edge of Time. And yes, it features Lemmy on bass. This is Magnu. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Crypto Report.
Yeah, welcome back. I screwed up and accidentally set off the "we'll be right back" thing in the middle of the song. But on Odyssey, no one will ever know except that they hear me saying it now. I'll completely fix that up in post because I always go back and the audio stuff that I put together, I clip it out and put it back in straight from my hard drive so that you get something. Well, so you should get great sound quality from that because the Telegram voice chat sound quality sucks, especially when you're playing music or audio.
Right, right, right.
It got brought to my attention that Baked Alaska got swatted tonight.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, yeah, let's share. I haven't seen this video yet. But we're going to look at it. Let me get it on the screen. Well, let me pull it up first. I downloaded it real quick while the song was playing. Okay. Let's do that. And then let's get it on the screen here. Telegram voice chat shit. It's simple, but it's not very intuitive. You have to click so much crap and look for so many things. I'm really looking forward to when we can get back on real live streaming, doing it on Odyssey and doing it the way we were doing it before, where everything was 50% less unprofessional. Why isn't it showing in here on the sharing thing? I've got it open. Oh, here it is. No, that's Windows Media Player. Let me close that. Maybe it'll show. Maybe I've just got too many things open. Okay. Let's try this again. There. No, that's not it. God damn it. Well, I guess we're not going to be able to see it. Try again. I think everybody can watch me do this and see the problem with it. Because I'm sharing my screen. It's just not showing. I've got it open in my my main video player, and it's not showing. See, this thing does this sometimes. It won't show a thing as a window. Let me see if I think Ted gave us a link as well. Maybe I can open it up in a browser and play it. Yeah, there's a Twitter link. Let's try that. Because Twitter always works so fucking perfectly. Okay, let's try it now. Let's see. Holy. Okay, here it is. Here it is. All right, you can see that on the screen, Tony.
Let me minimize the chat. Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm going to blow it up and play it. Here we go. Sheriff's office!